Thank you, Mr. Chair. The UK recognises the efforts that you and your team have made to capture the views that we have heard over the past 3 days and to arrive at compromise, and we believe that we can work with this text to reflect the work that we have done. Mr. Chair, the question for this group at the end of the session is what we've achieved and what concepts do we promise to develop in future sessions? For the UK, there would appear to be consensus in this room that certain systems are prohibited as a matter of international humanitarian law, and equally that there is a need to expose measures which promote compliance with the law. Mr. Chair, we strongly believe that this position can and should be captured in the current draft. The core points that we would wish this draft to make are that certain systems and uses of systems are prohibited under IHL. Certain systems and uses of systems require measures to ensure that they are regulated in a manner that meets the requirements of IHL, and that there needs to be clear reference to accountability. Mr. Chair, we would also like to specifically highlight that the report must include emphasis on the importance of taking a life cycle approach, highlighting the multiple mechanisms that are required to ensure the safety and legality of weapon systems, and must not solely focus on real-time intervention by an operator in the loop alone. Thank you, Mr. Chair.